Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Grace Under Fire, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate life with a little more grace, a whole lot of fire, and maybe even a dash of tequila on the weekends, because let's be honest, we all deserve it sometimes. Today, we're diving into something super important. Boundaries. You know, those invisible lines we draw to protect our time, energy, and sanity. Ever feel like you're saying yes to everything and everyone, leaving yourself drained and depleted? We've all been there, honey. Saying no can be tough, but it's a superpower waiting to be unleashed. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your time, and creating space for the things that truly matter. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks with 5 key takeaways to rock this whole boundary thing. 1. Boundaries are not selfish, they are self-care. Remember that scene in Mean Girls where Regina George says, "Get in, loser, we're going shopping." Well, think of boundaries like your personal shopping list for happiness and well-being. You deserve to prioritize things that fuel you, whether it's a hot bath, reading a good book, or finally learning how to bake those sourdough loaves everyone's raving about. 2. Recognize your limits. We all have different capacity levels, different energy tanks. Some of us are social butterflies, while others recharge with some solo time. Pay attention to what drains you and what energizes you. It's like knowing which colors look best on you. Embrace those that make you feel fabulous and ditch the ones that leave you feeling blah. 3. Communicate clearly and kindly. When setting boundaries, think I statements. I need some time to myself tonight instead of you always expect me to. It's all about owning your needs and expressing them respectfully. Remember, a firm no can be delivered with grace and kindness. 4. Practice saying no without guilt. This is where the real magic happens. Start small, decline that extra project at work while politely skip that social gathering you are not feeling. Every time you say no, you're reclaiming your power and creating space for what truly matters. Think of it as a muscle you're training. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. 5. Remember, boundaries are fluid. Life is constantly evolving, so your boundaries should too. What worked last year might not work this year, and that's perfectly okay. Regularly check in with yourself, assess your needs, and adjust those boundaries accordingly. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a party, it's loud, crowded, and everyone seems to be vying for your attention. You feel overwhelmed, drained, and the thought of another conversation about last week's football game makes you want to disappear. Sound familiar? This is where boundaries come in. Take a deep breath, grab a glass of water or something stronger if it's legal, and excuse yourself to the balcony for some fresh air. You don't need to make a grand announcement or apologize. Simply step away from the chaos and recharge. When you return, greet people with a smile, but politely decline invitations that don't align with your energy levels. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your time and who you engage with. So, remember, my beautiful fireflies. Saying no is not a sign of weakness, it's a testament to your strength, self-awareness, and commitment to your well-being. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your limits, and creating a life that feels truly authentic to you. Ready to take on the world with boundaries as your superpower? Then remember these key takeaways. Boundaries are self-care, not selfishness. Know your limits and communicate them clearly. Saying no is an art form, practice it with grace and kindness. Your time and energy are precious, invest them wisely. Keep shining bright, my loves. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boundary boost. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me at Grace Under Fire Pod. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, stay fierce, stay graceful, and never stop saying no to anything that doesn't serve your soul.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.